This is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right on in. This one from Good Housekeeping. It's for your bookshelf, The Healing Power of Animals. When people provide shelter pets with homes, they give much in return. Mutual Rescue, How Adopting a Homeless Animal Can Save You Too, and that's the title of the book, by Carol Novello, N-O-V-E-L-L-O, with Ginny Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, $27 wherever books are sold, gets right to the heart of it. From pets who help grieving parents find joy to those who improve their owner's physical health, the book uses expert research and anecdotes to explore pets' impact on our hearts, bodies, and minds. Next, from Family Circle, Family Health Checklist, Bug Bites. Bite Boot Camp. Chigger. These tiny orange guys hang out in tall grass near lakes and love to bite where clothing is tight. The horsefly. These bites really hurt and often bleed, says Georgia entomologist Rosary Kelly, Ph.D. Mosquito. You might feel an unbearable urge to scratch, but some lucky people don't itch at all, Kelly says. And tick. Unless you find the tick on you, you probably won't know you've been bitten. First, how to remove a tick. Use tweezers to lift the entire tick straight out of your skin. If any part of the tick still remains under your skin, use the tweezers to pull it out. Dispose of it by soaking the tick in alcohol or flushing it down the toilet. Immediately clean the bite and your hands with soapy water. If, after a few days, your bite turns into a bullseye rash with a red center and white and red outer rings, a common sign of Lyme disease, see your doctor ASAP. Spider Bites 101. Some spider bites, say from a black widow or brown recluse, can be dangerous, even fatal, if not treated. If you experience these symptoms after a bite, head to the ER, and these are the symptoms: immediate, sharp, stinging pain, redness and swelling, chills, fever or redness, nausea or vomiting, and muscle cramps. SWAT training. Waving your arms around when you hear mosquitoes buzzing may help you evade them, according to a new study. Fanning your hand toward your shoulder can cause mosquitoes to associate your scent with danger, so they'll try to nibble on someone else. And since avoiding mosquito bites is the best way to prevent infection from West Nile virus, this kind of swatting is a smart idea. It could be the flu or an insect-borne illness. If you have a headache, fever, or vomiting after an insect bite, talk to your doctor. Stock the medicine cabinet. Here are some items for you. Permethrin, I'm going to spell that, P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N. This spray goes on clothes, not on skin, and repels ticks and mosquitoes. Try Sawyer Permethrin Insect Repellent Treatment for clothing, gear, and tents. DEET, that's D-E-E-T, to fight off mosquitoes, ticks, and chiggers, use an insect repellent with at least 25% DEET. The higher the concentration, the longer it's effective. We like Off Deep Woods Insect Repellent 5, that's with a V, Roman numeral 5. And it says, take note, always apply sunscreen before bug spray, if you're going to do both. Topical creams. To calm an itchy bump, opt for an over-the-counter lotion like Cortisone 10 or Caladryl. Both should help minimize the itch and may reduce the size of any bumps. And last for your medicine cabinet, antihistamines. If a bite causes hives and this is your only symptom, try an allergy pill like Allegra or Zyrtec. Then talk to your doctor about the possibility that you may have an allergy to certain insects, in which case you'll need to carry an EpiPen. And last, infection red flags. Your teen's constant scratching can break bites open, which make them prone to infection, says Chicago dermatologist Edda Dong Kaminska, MD. Any of these symptoms occur, head to the doctor. Pain rather than itchiness, yellow drainage, fever, swollen lymph nodes, increased swelling, and or redness. From Woman's Day, the good fight for brain health. Former First Lady Laura Bush has witnessed firsthand the effects of dementia on her family and is a big advocate for prioritizing brain health. Woman's Day Editor-in-Chief Susan Spencer recently sat down with Mrs. Bush to help launch Be Brain Powerful, a new campaign of which Woman's Day is a media partner to promote women's brain health. Here's an excerpt from that. Susan Spencer said, "What do you and President Bush do to stay brain healthy?" And Mrs. Bush said, "Well, we live a very healthy life. We go to bed early. George was well known for that. No party at the White House past 8:30. We get a lot of sleep. We both have had, for many years, a very healthy diet. I'm interested in that, in good foods, and we both exercise. Of course, he does more than I do. I walk all the time in Dallas. Because I have Secret Service agents, they can drive me and my friends to all different parts of Dallas, so George calls us urban hikers. And I love that. I love to walk in neighborhoods and look at different houses." Susan Spencer, "I'm sure you surprise people on occasion." Laura Bush, "Especially when I have Secret Service following me. One time somebody drove up real slow and he said, 'There's a man walking behind you.'" So I think we do all the things we're supposed to do. We don't drink alcohol. We did both smoke at one point in our life, but we gave that up a long time ago. But that doesn't mean we won't get some sort of dementia. Susan Spencer, "So what would you tell people new to this cause about why it's so important to be brain powerful?" And Laura Bush, "What's important is that we start doing everything we can to take care of our brains now, before we age. I think there's a certain sort of fatalism about Alzheimer's when you hear about it or dementia, where you think there isn't going to be anything I can do. And maybe there isn't once you really have full-blown dementia, or once you're 99 years old like my mother. But on the other hand, it's important to consider what the things are that we can do now that will protect our brains." From Real Simple, the Modern Manners column, the etiquette expert Catherine Newman offers her best advice on your social quandaries. KM asks, "I grew up in a quiet family, whereas my husband and his brothers and my partly deaf mother-in-law seem to be practically yelling at all times, always happily. I've always been sensitive to noise, but since a recent medical incident, my hearing has been even more sensitive. My in-laws don't seem to understand how much it bothers me. My husband knows, but is sensitive about feeling that he is too loud. How can I delicately alleviate a problem I can't solve on my end so I won't resent the time I spend with my truly beloved in-laws?" And the answer, "Hooray for beloved in-laws, but too bad about the noise. If it weren't for the parenthetical partly deaf mother-in-law, I might simply recommend that you ask your boisterous family to tone it down a little. But her hearing issue and your medical one make for a tricky situation volume-wise. Can you meet in the middle? Perhaps your husband could talk to his mom about hearing aids, and then you could mention your sensitivity more directly. They're a loud family, it's true, but one accustomed to accommodating hearing issues. In the meantime, you should try wearing earplugs. Or consider my 15-year-old daughter's observation. Sometimes when I have a hat pulled down over my ears, I can't really hear what you're saying. Good to know. If a thick beanie isn't your style, find a quiet place to take an occasional rest from the ruckus. And BS asks, "It seems that many people today do not know the proper etiquette for interacting with a service dog and its owner. Could you share your suggestions for the best way to do this and avoid uncomfortable situations?" Answer, "Service dogs are working animals. They have to stay focused on what they're doing, taking care of their person, the same way that, say, a lifeguard does. Speak to the person first if you want to interact with their dog, and follow any instructions they give you, including not to interact. But remember that the person is in the middle of their day and might not have time or inclination to talk to you. My friend Linda, who trains service dogs, says some people really enjoy having folks meet their dog and chat about the dog's work. Others, not so much. She also advises dog owners to create space between their own dog and a service dog. The service dog is not allowed to play, so switch your dog to the other side. Take another path, or at the very least, make sure you have good control over your own dog." From Good Housekeeping's Cleaning Lab, they answer your toughest messes and trouble spots. Question, when I put plastic containers in my dishwasher, they always come out wet. What gives? Answer, most dishwashers have a hard time drying plastics. That's because the plastic surfaces are a bit rough, so water doesn't run off easily, as happens on smooth glassware. Plus, many newer machines don't end the wash cycle with a heated dry. Instead, a fan comes on to circulate the hot air already inside. But this can leave water drops behind. To get better results, try selecting the turbo or drying boost option. This will add extra drying time and heat. Also, make sure to use a separate rinse aid, like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Cascade, even if your detergent has a rinse aid in it. This liquid mixes with the water in the cycle, so it'll be less likely to cling to plastics. Question, any tips for removing grease stains from washable fabrics? Answer, this is one of the most common questions I get from staffers and guests visiting our Good Housekeeping cleaning lab. Grease is a tough stain to remove, especially from synthetic fabrics like polyester. If you're eating out and salad dressing drips on your blouse, quickly sprinkle a little salt or artificial sweetener to help keep the oil from setting into the fabric. Brush off the powder after a few minutes. Once you get home, immediately work a little grease-cutting dish liquid into the stain. Rinse with warm water and let it dry. When it's time to launder your blouse, rub in liquid laundry detergent or apply a pre-treater and wash in the hottest water safe for that fabric. Air dry the garment until you're sure the stain is completely gone. And the last question, what's the safest way to get rid of cleaning products I no longer need? Answer, it depends on the product. Aerosol cans. It's best to use these up or check with your town to be sure they're not considered hazardous waste requiring special disposal. Empty ones can be recycled or placed in the trash. Liquids and powders. For cleaning products that get used with water, like stain sprays, dish soaps, and laundry detergents, down the drain slowly to avoid clogs while running the water so they'll get processed as they would in regular use. And for solids, place wipes, pastes, and tablets in the trash. To keep cleaning products you're throwing out contained, always wrap them in paper. Family Circle's Nightstand, your June read. How Could She? By Lauren Meckling, M-E-C-H-L-I-N-G. There's nothing like a trio of female friends and their shifting allegiances and two versus one dynamics to remind you that life truly is a lot like high school. In her debut adult novel, Meckling weaves the stories of three women who worked together as 20-somethings in Toronto, self-indulgent dilettante Sunny, provocateur-turned-stressy mom Rachel, and heartbroken and big-hearted Geraldine, as they figure out their lives, social, romantic, and otherwise, in New York City. These three will intrigue you at times, annoy you at others, and best of all, make you laugh out loud. And we all need a laugh. From Real Simple's Cooking School, can't tell your cream from your quark? Use this dairy explainer to navigate that tricky bit of the dairy aisle. First, farmer's cheese. This tangy cheese is made by draining and pressing cottage cheese. It's firm and crumbly, but still spreadable. Roll it up in crepes or spread it on a bagel and top with lox. Cream cheese. This dense and salty American staple is required by law to contain at least 33% milk fat and no more than 55% moisture. Add a dollop to macaroni and cheese for extra creaminess or spread some on sliced banana bread. Cottage cheese. This mild cheese is made by draining whey from curds but not pressing, leaving some loose curds and whey behind. It's relatively low in calories and high in protein. Top with sliced cucumbers, olive oil, and herbs. Quark, which I had not heard of, and it's spelled Q-U-A-R-K, found in low-fat and non-fat versions, quark, or curd in German, is a tangy, soft cheese similar to sour cream. Creaminess is often achieved by the gentle mixing of ingredients and the addition of cultures. Try swapping quark for half the cream cheese in your favorite cheesecake recipe. Fromage Blanc. Reminiscent of yogurt, this French-style cheese made from cultured milk is tangy, spreadable, and often fat-free. Serve it topped with berries and a drizzle of honey, or blend it with herbs for an easy dip. Mascarpone, this thick, smooth, and subtly sweet cheese, is the key ingredient in tiramisu. Made by curdling cream, this spreadable soft cheese has a very high fat content. Dollop it onto pasta or swirl it into risotto for luscious richness. Ricotta, and then in parentheses it says recooked in Italian, is traditionally made from the whey left over from the production of other cheeses, though these days it can also be made with milk. It's mild enough for sweet and savory dishes. Stir it into scrambled eggs or spread it on toast with jam. And last, creme fraiche. This cultured cream is velvety with a slight tang. It's comparable to sour cream but higher in fat, making it rich and buttery. Creme fraiche won't curdle if boiled, so it's great added to sauces or swirled into pureed soups. Also from Real Simple, they road-tested salad dressing. After taste-testing 135 varieties, we found the five best. With dressing this good, you'll want a salad with every meal. First, the best balsamic, Drew's Organics Rosemary Balsamic Dressing. Elevated by the subtle flavors of rosemary and garlic, this slightly sweet, it's made with honey instead of sugar, yet bright dressing is more interesting than one you'd shake up in a jar yourself. Try marinating vegetables in it before grilling or roasting. It's $4 for a 12-ounce bottle at grocery stores. The best Caesar? Marzetti Simply Dressed Caesar Dressing. A blend of Parmesan and Romano cheeses makes this ultra-delicious. A little goes a long way. It clings to greens without being gloppy. It's $3.50 for a 12-ounce bottle at grocery stores. Best Ranch? Cindy's Kitchen Buttermilk Ranch. This winner stood out among the too-sweet competition. Nicely seasoned with spices and garlic, it makes a welcome dip for veggies, too. $7.50 for a 16-ounce bottle at grocery stores. The best ginger dressing, Cindy's Kitchen Soy Ginger. Savory flavor from soy sauce, a subtle kick from ginger, and a nutty richness from tahini add up to a zesty dressing we kept on drizzling. $7.50 for a 16-ounce bottle at grocery stores. And the best vinaigrette, Ken's Simply Vinaigrette Garlic and Basil Dressing. The tangy combo of herbs and garlic might remind you of pesto. Toss this versatile dressing with greens or pasta salad, or spoon it over grilled fish. It's $3.50 for 16 ounces. Also available at grocery stores. And next we move to recipes, and from Good Housekeeping, I've got homemade margaritas. Mix up a big batch and enjoy on the rocks or use in everything from tacos to truffles for a citrusy Cinco de Mayo punch. First, fresh lime margaritas in medium pitcher. Combine 3/4 cup tequila and a half cup each fresh lime juice and Cointreau. If desired, rub the rims of 4 glasses with a lime slice and dip in salt and lime zest to coat. Add ice and pour margarita on top. Serve with lime slices, and this serves 4. And then they've got some recipes here. Grilled tequila steak tacos. In a blender, puree 1/2 cup of the margarita recipe I just gave you, 2 cloves pressed garlic, 1 small shallot, 1 jalapeno, and 2 cups cilantro until smooth. Transfer all but 1/4 cup to a resealable plastic bag and marinate 1.5 pounds of skirt steak, at least 20 minutes, and up to an hour. Remove from marinade, pat dry, and season with salt and pepper. Grill on medium-high to desired doneness 3 to 4 minutes for medium-rare. Let rest, then slice. Serve with tortillas, avocado, radishes, sour cream, and reserved sauce. Honey peach sorbet. In food processor, puree 2 pounds frozen peaches, slightly thawed. 1/3 cup of the margarita recipe, 1/4 cup honey, 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and a pinch of kosher salt until smooth. Serve immediately or transfer to a loaf pan and freeze until ready to serve. Spiked berry sundae sauce. In a bowl, whisk together 3 tablespoons of the margarita recipe and 2 tablespoons sugar to dissolve the sugar. toss with a pound of mixed berries, strawberries cut into pieces work, the other kinds of berries you don't have to cut. And let sit, tossing occasionally at least 20 minutes. Serve over vanilla ice cream, and it makes 3 cups. Kicked up cocktail sauce. In a bowl, combine 3 tablespoons prepared horseradish, squeezed dry, with 3 tablespoons of the margarita recipe, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, and 1/2 teaspoon hot sauce. Stir in 1 cup of ketchup. Serve with cooked shrimp, and that makes 1 1/4 cups of that cocktail sauce. And lastly, margarita truffles. In a medium saucepan, on low, heat 1/2 cup heavy cream until bubbles form around the edges. Remove from heat. Add 12 ounces chopped white chocolate and whisk to melt. Whisk in 2 ounces softened cream cheese and 1 teaspoon grated lime zest until smooth. Then 3 tablespoons of the margarita recipe. Fold in 2 1/2 cups graham cracker crumbs until well mixed, then chill until firm 30 minutes. Roll mixture into tablespoon-sized balls, transfer to parchment-lined baking sheet, and freeze until firm, about 40 minutes. Dip in melted milk chocolate, tapping off excess. Sprinkle with flaked salt and refrigerate until ready to serve. And this makes about 50. From Family Circle, Chicago-style burger. This serves 4, prep time's 15 minutes, grilling time is 10. You need 1 1/2 pounds ground beef, 2 tablespoons yellow mustard, plus more for serving, 1 1/2 teaspoons celery salt, plus more for serving, 4 poppy seed buns, 4 dill pickle sandwich slices, cut in half, 4 slices of tomato, halved, 1/4 cup sweet pickle relish, and 4 sport peppers or peppercini, quartered. Heat grill over medium-high. Mix beef with mustard and celery salt until well combined. Form into 4 4-inch wide, 6-ounce patties. Place patties on the grill and cook 4 to 5 minutes per side for medium rare or to desired doneness. Meanwhile, split buns and grill cut sides 1 to 2 minutes. Place burgers on the bottom buns and top with a sprinkle of celery salt plus mustard, pickle, tomato, relish, and sport peppers. Top with the remaining buns. And warm German potato salad, which might go very well with those Chicago-style burger. Serves 10, this recipe. Prep time's 15, cook time 30. Actually, it says 31. You need 3 pounds red potatoes, unpeeled, and cut into 1 1/2-inch pieces. 8 cups unsalted beef broth. 2 1/2 teaspoons salt. 1/2 pound bacon chopped, 1 small yellow onion diced, 2/3 cup apple cider vinegar, 2 1/2 teaspoons sugar, 1 teaspoon ground black pepper, and 1/4 cup parsley, roughly chopped. Place potatoes in a large pot and cover with broth and 2 cups water. Stir in 2 teaspoons salt and bring to a boil over high. Reduce heat to medium and simmer until tender, 20 to 25 minutes. Drain. Meanwhile, cook bacon in a large stainless skillet over medium until crisp, about 10 minutes, stirring occasionally. With a slotted spoon, transfer bacon to a paper towel-lined plate. Pour off and reserve all bacon fat. Add onion to the skillet with 1/4 cup bacon fat. Cook over medium until softened, 5 to 6 minutes. Remove skillet from heat and whisk in vinegar, sugar, pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Pour vinegar mixture over the warm potatoes, add bacon and parsley, and stir to coat well. Serve warm. Man, I love German potato salad. All right, from Real Simple, Easy Dinners. Here's the first one, salt and pepper chicken with cheesy spinach quinoa. This active time and total time are 20 minutes. Serves 4. You need 1 1/2 cups unsalted chicken broth, 1 1/4 cups quinoa, 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 3 cups baby spinach, or about 3 ounces, coarsely chopped, 4 chicken breast cutlets, or about 1 pound, 3/4 teaspoon black pepper divided, 1 tablespoon canola oil, and 3 ounces Gruyere cheese shredded, which is about 3/4 cup. Stir together broth, quinoa, and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a medium saucepan. Bring to a boil over medium high. Reduce heat to low, cover, and simmer for 12 minutes. Remove from heat. Stir in spinach and cover until wilted, about 3 minutes. While quinoa cooks, season chicken with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium high. Add chicken and cook, flipping once until golden brown and cooked through, about 4 minutes per side. Stir cheese and remaining 1/4 teaspoon pepper into hot cooked quinoa. Serve with chicken. Next, steak with gnocchi and green beans. Active and total time are 30 minutes, and it serves 4. You need 1 12-ounce package refrigerated potato gnocchi, 8 ounces haricot vert or green beans cut into 2-inch pieces, 1 pound hanger steak, about 3/4 inch thick, 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, plus more for cooking the gnocchi, 3/4 teaspoon black pepper divided, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1 shallot thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons coarsely chopped fresh flatleaf parsley, and 1 tablespoon capers, drained and chopped. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil over high, add the gnocchi, and cook undisturbed until they begin to float, about 3 minutes. Using a slotted spoon, transfer the gnocchi to a medium heat-proof bowl. Add beans to the cooking water. Cook for a minute. Transfer to the bowl with the gnocchi, and reserve 1/2 cup of the cooking water. Season the steak with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat oil in a large cast iron skillet over medium high. Add steak and cook, flipping once, until deeply browned on both sides, 2 to 3 minutes per side for medium rare. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest for about 5 minutes. Reduce heat under the skillet to medium. Add butter and let melt. Add shallot and cook, stirring until softened, about 1 minute. Add gnocchi, beans, and reserved cooking water. Bring to a simmer and cook undisturbed until liquid is reduced and saucy, about 2 minutes. Stir in parsley, capers, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Slice the steak and serve with gnocchi and beans. And from Women's Day, 3 brain health moves get your heart going. Do 150 minutes a week of moderately intensive aerobic exercise, divvied up any way you'd like. 2. Challenge your brain. Socialize. Study a language. Play Scrabble on your phone. Teach yourself to cook something new. And 3. Eat smarter. Fill your diet with antioxidant-rich berries, leafy greens, fish, and whole grains, and cut way down on saturated and trans fats. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Broadcast is available as a podcast on our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long, till next time.